Hey, hey, Erica. Hey, Erica.
Yeah, yeah.
I love you.
Hey,
Abrea.
Hey.
I love you.
I love you.
Hey, Brennan.
What?
Fuck you, you fucking asshole. Go back to New York, you piece of shit. I fucking hate you. Oh, God. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Worlds Beyond Number, the actual play podcast featuring some TTRPG all-stars who go by the names. Can we use this?
Don't quit your day job. Oh, wait.
Do I keep going? Yeah, I'll announce us. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the stage, coming to the fireside, please welcome from Misfits and Magic, Battle of the Beyond, LA by night? Not the New York one. Pirates of Leviathan.
Oh, it's the other one.
It's you. Were you both in Battle for the Beyond? Anyway,
all three of us were in
the Indomitable Abrea Iyengar. We can't use this, Taylor.
Taylor, can you send that just to me? That's the closest I'll ever get to being on Kimmel, and that was important to me.
I mean, I'll keep going unless truly untenable.
You know what? It did not start with, hey guys, and for me, that's a win. I say right. We continue.
I feel like that hey guys was a direct fucking shot across Brendan's bow, and I'm just going to say that out loud.
No, he's a hey gang.
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah, my bad.
Coming Thank next you. To the stage. Well, Brendan, did you want to defend yourself?
No. I am physically in pain. This is not good.
Are we starting again, or should I continue from where I was, from this insane thing I was doing?
25 minutes of this. This is perfect. Show.
All right. Coming next to the stage, you know them from all across mediums, be it voiceovers in video games, like Apex Legends. Fuck. I should be on IMDb. No, I mean, I know the big ones. I know the important ones. Apex Legends, Halo, Legacy? Is it specific? I didn't know if there was. And such acclaimed TTRPGs as Critical Role, Misfits and Magic, Dimension 20s, what's the villain one, Brennan? Oh.
Escape from the Blood Keep.
Dimension 20's Escape from the Blood Keep. Ladies and gentlemen, get fucking nasty. for the pansexual gremlin themselves, Erica Ishii.
It's me.
This is crazy. The idea it's that somebody so might good. Send this to their parents beautiful. And be like, hey, I want you, should check this out.
Yeah, Taylor, you said this is definitely going first, right? This doesn't
this
come after. Yeah.
This is zero.
Great. So forever. We're locking
forever.
In forever. Great. Good, good, good.
Is pansexual correct? Should I change
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Pansexual feels right? Okay, great.
Yeah, that feels good. That feels good.
And from the back, coming in via zipline, the Costa Rican gentleman himself. Was it Costa Rica? Did you go to Costa Rica? No, it was Mexico.
See,
the Mexican gentleman himself. He's not Mexican. He just likes to visit. He's your favorite from those Sam Adams commercials. What a time. Who wants to be a millionaire's chosen? You know him from your favorite college humor. It thinks I'm raising my hand. You know him from your favorite CEO sketches on the College Humor YouTube page, and a shit ton of D&D. He's your dad and mine. The Mexican gentleman. Again,
stop
not
saying Mexican gentleman.
Because he likes to go there.
Stop saying it.
Brennan Lee Mulligan.
Oh, lo siento, yes. Mis amigos. Ay, Dios mío.
Oh, there it is.
Now do yourself.
and I'm Lou Wilson.
No!
Welcome to Worlds Beyond Number.
Oh, you dirty rat.
I've been to Mexico one time.
And did you have a good time, Brennan?
Did you have a good time? Did you cry when you were eating fries in the jacuzzi?
I've been to Costa Rica so many times.
Oh, so that I should have stuck with Costa Rica. I knew you had been to Costa Rica, but I was thinking about you eating fries in a jacuzzi when I said that. And so then my brain went,
what?
That's not right.
That was my big day in Mexico. I ate fries in a bathtub.
Honestly, dope. Has everyone been in a bathtub with Brennan but me?
Also, is this about, is this bone cone or is this the beginning now?
This is part of the bone cone.
Wait, actually, we've been in the shower together, but not ever a bathtub.
But yes, because I was dying.
Yes, aww. Oh, that's right. Myself and Lou and Erica have all been in the shower together. That's true.
Yeah. Bone cone.
Damn it. I also wasn't there at that because I was at Becca's house.
Yeah. Hey, gang. What's going on?
Aww.
It's your friends. My name is Lou Wilson. I'm joined by some of my best friends in the world who will, I'm not going to introduce you. I do that. That's my day job. Yeah. So if you could introduce yourselves, that would be great.
Sweet. Hi, I'm Abria Iyengar. I'm not going to explain where I'm from. You can Google it.
Hello, I'm Brennan Lee Mulligan. I'm also one of the four people talking. It's so nice to have you here.
Hi.
At episode zero of a podcast. Incredible. We're starting even before the first number, at the number right before the first number.
I'm Erica Ishii. That's it.
Well,
this is great. This is what you get when you don't... One of us is a professional announcer, and the other three are dum-dums.
Well, I'll tell you what, gang. We're starting a podcast called Worlds Beyond Number.
Yeah.
And you found it. You found it. You did it. They got you.
I'll tell you what. This podcast is a storytelling actual play podcast where we tell awesome stories collaboratively and improvisationally together through the medium of tabletop role-playing games. Now, that's a lot of words. That's a lot of words all together.
Let's go through them one by one. Honestly, let's go through them one by one. I'm gonna get my Oxford Dictionary out, and we'll just
perfect.
Run it back.
So we'll start with the word "we." We refer.
Do it.
That's us.
It also means yes in French.
Ooh, bilingual bonus.
Why did we decide to do a podcast? You might ask.
The answer to that question may surprise you, because what we wanted to do was all four of us were like, hey, we love each other and we love telling stories together and we want to play D&D and we want to play a longo game of D&D. We want to play an epic surging saga, the kind that they tell you about, the legendary home games of yore. We wanted to do the damn thing right. But all of us only show up for things that are work because all of us are operating under an intense amount of drive, performance, and ambition, like that song that The Rock did.
I'm sorry?
You know the one where he says it's about drive, it's about power? Remember that one?
Keep going.
Oh, it's about drive, it's about pain.
Yeah, he sang it real bad. He didn't sing it good at all.
But no, I do know. Yeah, I would agree to that. I think the reason I'm doing this podcast is because of a song The Rock did in the mid-2000s. That's why I'm here. Yeah.
Did he do it in the mid-2000s?
I know. I just kind of ballparked it.
I thought he did it like 2 weeks ago.
He did a different song like 10 years ago.
Guys, we started this podcast in 2012.
And then we did release it. Barack Obama had just been reelected and things were looking up. Life was pretty good.
I'll tell you, that's why we call this Session Zero. Because I'll tell you, it was as good as it ever got. No one was counting and there were no rules.
I gotta say, this has actually been in the works for quite some time now.
That's true.
We, you know, years. This is years in the making. Years. And finally, we get to tell the world. I don't know. We all do this day to day, wandering from table to table, mendicant Ronin of the RPG world. but yeah, I it's been years since I've been able to commit to a regular home game. So I'm just grateful to get to do it with all of you.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy
how many. It took us a while to get this thing together. It's like,
we're busy people. We're busy people with busy lives.
Yeah. I feel like three of us found each other like pretty quickly. And then we were looking for the perfect fourth. And then they came. And their name was Matthew Lillard. But then they couldn't do it. So we,
I've been Matthew Lillard.
Yes.
And Abria would have gotten away with now. It too, yes. If it hadn't been for us meddling RPG kids.
Zoinks.
But no, it really has been. I think there were three of us came together. Honestly, it goes all the way back to what, 2017, 2018?
Early. Yeah. Well, because it started in conversations between me and Lou, conversations between me and Taylor. About the medium of podcasting, and Taylor being like, y'all should get in on this podcasting game. And he sounded exactly like that.
That's actually what he sounds like.
Yeah.
And he will never, ever appear on the podcast to disabuse you of that.
Yes.
Yes, 100%. He came in and he said, yeah, I better get on that podcasting game. And then he clicked.
And then he went back to the hills, if you can believe it.
You could hear his lantern hitting against his hammer on his belt.
Ka-ching, ching, ka-ching, ching.
His pockets crammed with brie cheese.
Oh, Taylor, God. You better put in all, like, so much audio on this. Paint me a little.
Taylor's
audio
just our
picture.
Producer, by the way.
Yeah,
he does all the editing magic behind the scenes that makes this podcast sound. That will make this podcast sound as good as it does.
And we love you for that. Thank you, Taylor, and thank you for your magical lantern and leaving brie cheese throughout the forest for us to know you've been there.
Fully chomped.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about like those initial ambitions for like why we were excited to do this, and I think also like rather than pose a question to you, I'll say for myself why I was so excited to do this was because specifically I was really excited for a couple of things. Number one was to have a long form game, was to have something that would be like an epic adventure over a long period of time that you could really do that big old fantasy world stuff you want to do, right? And I think I was excited about the idea of having a space and setting a space up that you could do like that good world building stuff, right? And then number two, I really wanted to conscript my friends into an arrangement where they would then run games for me for years, mm-hmm. and timing it out right, I'll be sitting pretty as a PC for something like, I don't know, what do we think, 5 years?
Yeah.
Five feels good,
very
right?
Very least, yeah.
We had a casual conversation at the beginning where we were like, well, who will DM the first campaign? And Brennan, I think, pushed my face into the table and said, don't you dare, it's mine, because once I'm done, I'm a forever PC.
I remember that. I cried a lot during that.
Yeah, I think we were all there.
This was Brennan's retirement plan, and exactly. By which I do not mean a monetary financial decision. I mean in terms of he will never have to sit behind that screen again.
Never, never, never. No,
what
no,
Brennan
no.
pulled off was a thing in classrooms when, like, you know, the teacher is spinning up a big, like, I'm going to ask a bunch of questions to kids. Whoever goes first is going to get the easiest ride because they were bold enough to go first. And I think that's what you've done here. You went, there I you went. Go. And now I'm going to hang out.
Now I kick back and I say, teach.
I call my teach with a finger gun.
Teach.
There
and
we go.
And that's why I don't teach anymore.
And I was the second or third. I don't know if we're counting Taylor. I guess I was the sort of the second person on board. Brennan and I had just finished Escape from the Bloodkeep. And you were like, do you want to play a home game? And before I knew it was going to be a podcast, before I knew anything, I immediately said yes. Because telling stories with you, it just feels so easy. And while we were having that meeting at the Village Bakery, who should stroll up on his way walking down the street? But
no, I ran from, I heard you were at the Village Bakery and I sprinted there from my house.
Hey, Erica, your voice was,
you
fucking
were my
carries.
Destination.
How did you hear that? Did I tell you?
The wind. The wind talks to me, Brandon.
That was the most magical moment.
And I honestly, I'll never forget it because I was on Whole 30. I was doing Whole 30 for the first time and I ran faster than I've ever run in my whole life. That's not about you. That's not about either one of you. I was feeling myself. I was healthier than I'd ever been. And I took off at a full sprint down the street.
That's incredible.
No, I think you texted me and said, we're at the Village Bakery.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think I did do that.
And I remember,
cut out
I'll
the magical truth or the less magical truth. I want the fun
you want
answer.
The wind, you want the wind?
I want the wind one.
You want the wind?
I've never had a reaction. I think of myself as a pretty whimsical fella. I've never had a reaction when Lou said the wind where I was more like, hey, stop fucking around, man.
This is going to be a session zero on our feed.
Yes, zero.
This will exist here forever. Brennan?
Here's the most boring answer ever. You told me, I came, and I'll never forget it. Erica had a massive piece of lettuce in between two of their teeth the whole time. And it was like my first time meeting the kind of ethereal Erica Ishii, who I had only heard about how amazing a TTRPG player they were. And I was just like, they got so much salad in their teeth. at what point in meeting them, I go, damn. Damn, that's a lot of broccoli. You know.
Okay, first of all,
defend your choices.
You know, I did not need to know the full truth behind this whimsical tale.
I guess we should have gone with the fucking wind then, huh?
Yeah, and second of all, I was saving it for later. I do that, okay? Like you know, you store in your, like, you have an almond pouch in your cheeks, don't you, Brennan?
No.
Oh, no, yes, Brennan has a back mouth where you just shovel.
Yeah, the back mouth. Yeah,
I got enough for Kwanzaa this year.
Yes. And what a glorious gift to be able to chomp on salami and prosciutto through my back mouth. I was going to say, Erica, first of all, like, good running thread. For those of you who are just joining us, hello, welcome.
People jump in late. Sometimes people skip. Well, no, what happened is they heard me say he talked to the wind. They said, yikes. They skipped about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And there's Brennan going, hey, welcome. For those of you just joining us.
Hey, welcome back, everyone.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now, first of all, people could be joining late. In my head, there's bumper to bumper traffic on the 5. All the cars are locked up. Someone has rolled their windows down and is blaring Worlds Beyond Number Session Zero, the top of their speaker's ability. So people are joining us right now. For those of you joining us right now, first of all, it's not a crash. They're just rubber. It's, you know, it's just some weird traffic fluctuation. There's like there's some road work. And number two, every whimsical thing is actually something that I did through texting. And I'm so sorry.
There it is.
All of them. Santa. Tooth Fairy.
Third
funny thing.
This is what I've been hungering for. So somebody offered. So I was presented with the chance to have all of the excitement and professionalism of people who love actual plays and are committed to doing them at the best of their ability. And that is where the joy of playing together comes from. But in the setting of this kind of homey, comfortable, long form style where we're trying stuff and exploring together, and I was like, oh well, this is kind of, this is the dream scenario.
It really is.
Yeah,
Yeah, the best of all worlds. And I remember, you know, we had sort of our first team meeting. I characterized this as dessert for us, because this was the thing that, you know, we all have our day jobs and we're very fortunate to really enjoy them and to get to tell a lot of stories in our everyday lives as well. But this was the one where it's like, we can experiment, we can play our home game and tell our little stories with each other and have an excuse to get together because it's for work.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when we talk about why a podcast and not something like visually presented, some of us are getting more and more known for being visually very a lot. And the idea of not having to glue moss to my face before we play our game is very exciting. Like, yeah. Oh, I could just rock up looking truly feral. That sounds so good. Yes, please.
Now you know why I do voiceover.
Oh my gosh. Whew. First times in the booth, I was like, oh, this hits good. It's just me freaking out in the little room and occasionally a person tells me to do something. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm excited for the first time to DM. You know, you think Brendan sweats a lot. And when I DM, I'll tell you, I'll be shirtless in a small children's pool. You know, just kind of sitting there, like kind of looking at you guys being like, is this good? And, you know, the audience doesn't need to see that. So I want the first time I DM with my friends to be like an intimate, comfortable experience where I'm standing in a kiddie pool and they don't know it. And I'll tell you, that's...
You're standing in a kiddie pool. You're standing.
Yeah, well, because we're going to do, you know, when we're doing a podcast, everyone can kind of be doing their own thing. Maybe we do it online. You know, we're going to figure it out. But I, big part of my first time is I think it's going to be me in a standing in the pool.
Well, can we make it like a larger pool? Like instead of a kiddie pool, perhaps like one of those above ground pools?
Do you want to we could just do your game.
Well,
pool.
I don't need a pool.
We can pretend to be mermaids.
I'm gonna be filling the pool now
with my terror sweat. So that's what I would. That's why I need it to be empty. Okay. But it's gonna be great. Okay. I'll be standing in a kiddie pool, and you're all and everyone listening will get to enjoy it.
Nice.
And then Bria joined.
And then Bria joined. Horrifying. How do I follow that, Erica? What do I do with that? What do I do with that? What do you want from me?
The big reason it took so long for Bria to join is that none of us knew who she was, and she didn't know who any of us were because we hadn't met yet.
That's not true. We've been friends for an undefined amount of time. And I was like, hey, you're good at this whole being on Twitch thing. You should do that more. And she's
sorry, who is this?
Yeah. Hold on. This is a sudden betrayal that I suddenly feel very strongly about. Erica and Bria, you knew each other before?
Yeah.
We have known each other for so long that we don't know when we met.
Yeah. You're not the only one with origin story betrayals, Brendan. Yeah.
This is an audio backstory, Brendan. I didn't spring fully formed.
This is an audio podcast, but Brendan has now gotten up and gone over to his bookshelf and is flipping through tomes and throwing them on the ground and then picking up other tomes and flipping through.
There must be an answer somewhere in the library. There must be an answer. Why? How could I not have seen? Ave Maria.
He turned into Cal Frollo.
I turned into Cal Frollo for a second. He just freaks. I love getting so flustered that you sing a whole song about it and change your whole religion or whatever. But wait a minute.
I don't know. Bria and I met through other nerdy social circles, cosplay, video game developer nonsense. And then I think we were hanging out on the set of Gather Your Party. Of Geek and Sundry times. And yeah, we talked about doing more stuff together and nothing ever really came of it.
Some of us get anxious and don't return emails.
Yeah. Until Misfits and Magic.
Look, if you want to talk about the beauty of like having nerves going into GMing and like wanting to stand in a kiddie pool of flop sweat and then having a complete 180, for me, it was the moment sitting down. I always get in my own head, like the first 20 minutes of any game I run is the most the worst part of my life. Like, it's just, it feels bad. You're nervous. You're like, am I ready to go? But at minute 21, I got to like have that moment where everything slowed down and it was just the game. And I realized I was at the best table I'd ever been at. And that people that I didn't know that well immediately felt like home. And getting to play with y'all for the first time was a thing I will hope to never forget in my life because it felt so right away.
Oh my gosh.
Thus endeth my sincerity.
That's very, no. The patrons, they value and love the sincerity. That's what we're providing to them.
So. Yeah, that monthly subscriber fee is for our earnestness.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is proportionate, the amount of dollars to earnestness levels.
Exactly.
KPIs, baby.
You get the stories for free if you want unfiltered sentimentality. If you want true and earnest, tender affections, you gotta.
Yeah, I won't. So I won't lie. Behind our paywall on day one, you can expect to have such exciting things as chat, talkbacks about the episodes, our children's adventure for the first campaign, and of course, just us staring at each other in a blank white room. Telling each other
unadulterated eye contact.
Wow, Eric did the good voice.
That was scary. That was intense.
Really scary. Sorry. Taylor just messaged us all in the Zoom. What is the children's adventure? So
it's
glad
in
you
all
asked.
Cats.
What's that crazy thing I said before? Erica spoke in the most sensual voice maybe I've ever heard. Well,
really powerful.
Brendan had the craziest idea I've ever heard, and he'll tell it to you now.
So Worlds Beyond Number was a podcast that we wanted to do. As you've said, we knew we wanted to do tabletop games. And for those that don't know what those are, basically, there's a ton of amazing tabletop games in the world. You've probably heard of Dungeons and Dragons, which is what we're playing for our first campaign. There's Vampire the Masquerade and Call of Cthulhu and a bunch of awesome other games out there that allow you to effectively improvise a story with a structure of a dice rolling or card drawing or other kind of almost board game around it. Now, you might be saying to yourself, what's sort of the benefit of doing that? Well, the benefit is the four of us are not only the best pals and storytellers who all love and respect each other and each other's sense of storytelling, but where's the fun in when you sit down at a table with three other master storytellers? Because you're just going to tell a perfect story. Boo. So what we said
is... fucking moth?
Boo. Yeah, what is this, the moth?
Yeah, hey, we're making podcast enemies day one.
Yeah, that's right. We're beefing with the moth.
Let me
Welcome to the fireside. We burn moths.
We burn moths, motherfucker. Let me be clear. If you patronize both us and the moth, choose, motherfucker, because we are coming. We are coming for the moth hard. Okay.
And once we take down the moth, you better watch out, this American life.
Yeah. Exactly, bro.
Ira, your fucking
Ira
day
ass
is
glass.
Done.
Let's go.
Prepare to be shattered. Shattered.
Hey,
are we cutting promos right now?
Did you just drop your heavy metal D20? Because it's always a fucking right time to roll on glass. Let's go.
Oh, shit.
Well, you may ask, why incorporate a tabletop role-playing game into I think for all four of us, the campfire that we're sitting around in our main banner with the stars and the galaxy overhead, fundamentally what we're the most excited to do is tell stories. And the reason we love and are so excited to do that through the medium of tabletop role-playing games is because it adds an element of total unknown. The idea that a tiny little dice or a drawn card or some other kind of bit of randomness gets introduced into a story that we have all put all of our hearts and souls into. What could be more exciting than listening to people who love each other and the story they're telling not know what's going to happen next in their own story? So
That's we did it, folks. We made math interesting and fun.
We made math interesting. We turned numbers into stories, and that's what we do.
We made it so that our fates are out of our own control, and that's okay for us.
It's like when you it's like when you recuse yourself. It's like, it would not be fair for me to decide that my character succeeds right now. I'm going to turn it over to this plastic D20 that I had thrown at me when I was in a live show in Austin.
D20, take the wheel.
There you go. So for our first campaign, The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One. Wait a minute. Woo! The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One. That's three different kinds of characters. And wait a minute. Wait,
Each one of us must be one of those kinds of characters.
No.
Because we're the characters the dungeon. You're the game master, right, Brennan?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, exactly. Oh. That's right. If I'm driving the bus, all three of you are the Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One.
I think we're the wheels. If this is a bus analogy, I think we're the wheels on the bus.
Wait, if I'm the wheels on the bus...
You're the driver, we're the wheels.
Wait a minute, no. If we're actually going to be serious about this
metaphor... Can I be the crossing guard?
The way the bus...
This is role play, right?
We're doing it.
Engine? Transmission?
Yeah. I want to be the catalytic converter because I get stolen a lot.
I would say, actually, that the bus is the show. All three of you are the driver. And then
you are
the road?
You're the road.
Oh, I thought you would be the bus. No, I think you would be the road.
I'm the road. Yes, the road. That's what the DM.
You're the
does.
Horizon.
Yes,
that is determining where the bus can.
And
go.
So the kids inside of us are our listeners.
Hey, so this is the bonus content you can get in terms of the kids
that
are
inside
of us.
I can't wait to hear the two versions of this that come out. Of like, there's one for. That actually is on Spotify that you can listen to and go like, oh, got it. And then there's this on your on the Patreon that's like,
yeah.
And this is kind of a soup.
Dear subscribers, I'm
a
so
word
sorry.
Salad. See, if the podcast is our dessert, yeah, then this is our salad.
Yeah,
we have a note from our producer that says bus metaphor bad
bus metaphor
in all
bad.
Caps.
And just like a salad, we want to stay in your teeth for a long, long time. So
that's what we call a callback. That's what
we call a callback. Pay attention. You writing this down? Are you writing this down? You?
No, they're in their cards right now.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. That's right.
On full blast. So for those of you joining us who are just hearing the podcast that's being blast.
Wild.
Yes. I guess, Brennan, the moment you were having was, are we going to, like, I guess we've already said, are we ever going to say, are we just going to, it'll be obvious.
Well, yeah, I think
by the art. So they'll know by now.
They'll know by now. So I think.
You know
I
who
think,
we are.
So yeah, everyone. So.
You know who the fuck I am.
You know who the fuck I am.
World's Can we call number. New dibs? World's I'm the it, wild one.
Oops. Well, that's going to Taylor's got a lot of work to do.
Good luck, Taylor.
So fundamentally, I would say the long and short of it is, So Worlds Beyond Number art storytelling podcast using tabletop as the medium in which to tell that, which for those who are joining us for the first time right now, that's what actual play is. We're actually playing tabletop role-playing games and you're listening to them, which is so exciting. Thank you for checking us out.
Yeah.
Our first campaign, meaning our first sort of long form story that we're telling is called The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One. Which are the three heroes of our story? I say heroes, hopefully. I mean, certainly protagonists, but who can say whether hero or villain they shall be? We got years to figure it out.
Well, that's going to sit and crouch on the back of my brain like a toad for a year or so, I guess.
Wait, everyone talk about your characters, and then we'll let the audience know all about the amazing children's adventure, which they can find exclusively on the Worlds Beyond Number Patreon.
When Brennan talks to the subscribers, he gets a billy club out, he swings it around,
yeah.
he pulls his bowler cap low.
listen. Well, they like, yeah, that's what they, I feel like that's what
Don't tell them what they like.
I think that's what people want, because this is who I actually am deep down is Hey Gang. But then sometimes people want you to go, now listen up here.
You're gonna... Yikes. All right.
Hi.
We're all feeling it. Pivot hard.
Yeah. We'll come back to this at a later time.
Yeah,
for sure.
Erica can do like 90s late night commercial like call line voice, but I can't do my fantasy. Yeah. I can't do my fantasy.
Yep. Hi, I'm Abria. I play the wizard. We've got to move forward. Hey, so fun fact. I'm going to do like one little fun fact to let you know the timeline on this. I have a dog that occasionally appears on my social media named Suvi. And my dog was actually always named after this character. So that's how long we've been working on it, if anyone wants to go back and do the math of it. But yeah, she's a little... I'm not explaining myself here, but I'm the wizard, and everyone should know that. And her name is Suvi, and I like her so much. So cute. And has never made a bad decision. All of her choices are defensible.
Mm. Well, Reddit will tell us if that's true or not.
What's Reddit? I don't know her.
I, Erica Ishii, am the witch. I'm playing little Ame, and I am a very special little boy because Brennan custom built me a class.
Let's go.
Shout out to M. Veselak, the designer of the Witch class, with additional work from Brandis Stoddard. So very cool, and much appreciation also to Dan Dillon for giving some help in finding the right people. So all good people involved in the Witch class. Ooh.
Let me be very clear. The moment you showed like early drafts for the witch class, I wanted to change my homework to that. I was like, what if we're the witch and the wild one? That seems very fun. And I also would like to go there.
Look, see that proficiency table, like, man, yeah, just.
It's cute. Oof,
it's real cute.
It's real cute.
And I'm just so excited to explore a character over a long campaign, because I feel like so often I really do enjoy getting in, dropping a bunch of lore and doing a whole character arc and getting out in 10 episodes or less. But the idea of carrying this person with me for years is so exciting for me. And oh yeah, that's it.
She's also the cutest in the whole wide world.
She's adorable. And it's old Lou here. You know that I'll be playing the wild one. Somebody, what's that song? Why not do that? What's that song they always play in, when it's like we're like over the jungles of Vietnam as like copters drop in? It's just Fortunate Welcome Son? To the Jungle. No, Welcome to the Jungle. No, yeah. What's Fortunate Son?
Fortunate Son, you know, if you heard Fortunate Son, you would be like, Fortunate Son is to, like,
make Taylor cut crown. It out.
Make yeah. away the flag.
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah. No, I always think of Ride of the Valkyries, I think, for some
reason. No, I was also thinking of Welcome to the Jungle.
So Ride of the Valkyries yeah. is played in Apocalypse Now. And then Robert Duvall says, I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Right, but, yeah. so, right.
There's that. But it seems the one you're thinking of with Wild One was probably Wild Thing.
Nope,
you
nope.
It was Welcome to the Jungle.
This is everyone. And thank you so much for contributing. It was Welcome to the Jungle.
You associate with Vietnam?
No, it's that entry. It's like, bow, 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 bow. And then, welcome to the jungle. That was it. That was so I imagined that I would say I'm the wild one, and then Taylor would cut to a would cut fully away from this and insert
a sick guitar perfect. Riff.
The anyway.
Better run through the jungle. Better run through the jungle.
Hi, it's your old pal Lou, and I will be playing the wild one. This the fun fact about my character is that he was created after about 90 seconds of silence. We were all sitting around planning the characters, and we were like having a discussion, and I think other characters had kind of started to formalize, and the focus was kind of on me. And I had been kind of spinning on this like kind of core idea of a spirit in the human world. And it was after about 90 seconds that I think I said the things that kind of steamrolled into being like, this is Ursula. So it was in the, confident and comfortable silence shared between friends that this character emerged.
Was that the same night as I'm the Joker Honey?
No, it was on a different night. Very different night than I'm the Joker Honey. Which we will not, that won't even be never behind the paywall, it. Guys. Love you'll it. Never know.
Loving you,
but I, I have commoner stats. There's no class associated with the wild one. Will they find out? Do I tell them my class now? Ooh. Do they need to know?
You can tell them.
Yeah.
Ooh, tell them if you want.
I don't want to.
Okay.
Well, then don't. Oh, you don't have to say anything you don't want to, Lou.
Well, let's talk about what people can find out. So if you're listening to this, it means that very soon, probably next week, the very first episode of the campaign will appear, and you will get to meet Suvi, Ame, and Ursulon, which, oh, baby, their story is gonna knock your block clean off. That's right. It will remove your head from the body. It's so good.
Hey, can I ask a question really quick while you're just in the middle of your spiel and take all of the air out of that? Hey, Lou, big question.
What's up?
I know you're not gonna give away your class, but how do you spell your character's name? Because I don't know.
I've
never known.
It's it is E. You.
Okay.
Like the prefix for good.
Ooh.
R. Shit. E U R S. Fuck. Is that it? I honestly. Yeah, let's go. I think it's E U R S U L O N.
Sweet. That wasn't for me. I know how to spell it, of course. That was for all of our delightful listeners who may have been confused and writing it wrong in the company Slack for a while.
If you're listening to this, if you're just joining us now, a couple things. Number one, probably if you're listening to this, the campaign's already started. Welcome, enjoy. I hope you love it. If you happen to be one of the early adopters that's jumping in right now, then you're listening to this drop on February 1st of the year 2023. Following this release on the public feed, you will get a preview of the Wizards storyline. Following week, you'll get the Witches. And then following that, you'll get the Wild Ones, culminating 1 month later at the beginning of March of 2023 with episode one on the public feed of The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One, the first episode of our story together. How wonderful, thrilling, and exciting. Now, it's possible that you're coming in like 6 years later when we're doing, when Erica is running Cyber Falcons, and then we're doing that, and
and someone write this down. The Oscars,
and I just hosted the Oscars.
Erica is the voice of the Michelin Man, and
in a triple A cinematic universe.
Yeah, yeah. The Michelin Man is a triple A video game character, first person shooter. Michelin Man just fucking ripping up.
Yes, yeah. You and Brennan is Superman, and Abria. Oh,
I've pivoted. I am a full-time 3 Michelin star chef.
Yeah, and so that's why you brought us here. If that's the case.
If that's the case. They will never let a ginger be Superman. Let's just be real.
No one can see it, but you have the curl.
The Jerry curl.
Now.
The Jerry curl. I don't think that's what that curl is.
Erica.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, that's really Erica. You gotta walk that back. Erica, straight up. Brennan, do the voice. Distract.
You can't
Brennan.
Have,
run.
You can't.
Somebody explain.
Jerry Curl's black hairstyle involving a lot of product.
It's the whitest hairstyle.
Jerry Curl is the look from the I don't know if it's the last time you've seen Coming to America. The singer has it, and it's like a whole joke where he's wearing Soul Glow, and it's like running down his suit, and it's a very wet looking.
It's like the perm. It's like the perm looking thing.
Yeah.
So
what is
the
one then that I've been saying it? Yeah.
Have you been calling it a Jerry Curl out loud?
My whole life, and nobody's thought to correct me.
How many black friends do you have, Erica?
Like calling hairstyles wrong, having broccoli in my teeth. Like, why?
I called something, I referred to something as being a halter top in another episode of Dimension 20, and someone came up to ask me, like, hey, you mentioned that someone had a tattoo that was visible, you described the dress this way, and then later you said it was a halter top, and I almost just shit myself in fear in that moment, where I was like, I don't know what anything's called. I don't know what anything is.
So if you're listening to this 6 years later, after Brennan has learned what a halter top is, pigs are flying, and they've allowed a ginger to be Superman, it's cool. That's awesome that you listen to this. There are a bunch of episodes waiting for you. Just be on. Just hit the next button now, and you'll be listening to episode one of The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One.
And if you're listening to this right now, and you're like, hey, this... feed out of information has been so cogent and lucid and has left me so highly prepared to be able to consume this narrative audio podcast. Well, all the more luck to you, friend, because behind our Patreon, or rather I should say available on our Patreon, is a bunch of hours of something we decided to do to really sink our teeth into the setting and lore and world of Umora, the name of the world in The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One, and the story of Suvi, Ame, and Ursulon. We, instead of doing a more general character creation, decided to narratively play through the formative events of the young life of our three characters in what we refer to as the children's adventure. The children's adventure is something that's very near and dear to our hearts. It's very special. There's a lot of the feeling and tone of the world as these adults go on adventure. Yes, they'll discover all the amazing magical lands of Umora and all of the allies and enemies and villains and heroes that occupy that landscape. But a lot of the heart of the world we wanted to care for and tend to in this children's adventure as we learned about the young lives of our three protagonists. So 16 hours of adventure and playthrough, magic and mystery, and a group of young ones learning the nature of magic, the world of Umora, and the spirits that dwell therein. All of that is available in the children's adventure on our Patreon right at this very moment.
There's something so beautiful about it, both narratively and just mechanics wise, because we're playing a game, of the idea of discovering a world and discovering yourself the way that you actually would in real life. There were some changes in that first campaign that informed our characters as we meet them in the campaign proper.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. That was beautiful.
1,000%. I'm just going to say that I was crying within the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
It was really good.
Yeah.
And when we were all talking about this and like sort of the vibe we wanted to catch for the children's adventure relative to the main campaign, like Studio Ghibli came up a lot as like a inspiration. And it was so interesting to like hear that and understand that and assume like very lighthearted, low stakes whimsy and then be thrust into it and have this like sort of visceral experiential realization that like Ghibli feels that way because the world is so big that there are things that are going on that can't be fathomed by children. And you have all of that. And I don't want to say like it's trauma informed, but there is that sense of like, adventure is the thing you grow up into. And there's something about this like small adventure that children choose and how that informs the person that they'll they'll become later. And God, it was just such a beautiful idea. And then sort of moving through it, I am now spoiled for how much I feel like I understand sous vide taking my first step into like episode one. This was so wonderful.
I love
that. Now, is this the part where we say you don't have to listen to the children's campaign to enjoy the pot? I did it.
Oh, baby. We're seeing it. Oh, she's gone,
Brennan. You can't see, but it's so. Oh, she's coming over. Oh. Hi, Digit.
Put her near, but next to her ear. I want to tell her I love her.
Of toes.
She got so many toes. It's true.
Oh, yes. I would say that you do not need to listen to the children's campaign in order to understand the events of the campaign proper, but it gives a whole world of context.
100%.
We operated under the assumption that people hadn't listened to it once we started the adult campaign. But at the same time, it just felt like there were so many, just this rich tapestry of history amongst the three of us because of that story. Gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It really gave us so many stakes, like the jump. And it makes sense because there's always that question of why are these people together? Why are they staying together? I mean, in every story, you have to create compelling reasons for people to find each other a lot of times. And, oh, we got that in spades in the kids' campaign.
I think the important thing to mention is that, yes, we're very excited and we can't wait to introduce you to the world of The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One. But that's the first of the worlds that we're here to present. So I think the thing that we want to say is we're so excited to show you our first world, The Wizard, the Witch, and the Wild One. But the important thing to note is that it's the first world. That's why we're called Worlds Beyond Number. That's why you're hearing this little bit before everything else, because we want you to know that we are all storytellers of every capacity, and this is just the beginning. And we're going to have time and space for beautiful, long campaigns, and we'll take turns running them. We'll have fun, crazy one-shots. I guess we're doing Cyber Falcons. Erica, you are contractually obligated to run that.
Okay, so here's the thing, is we had the Cyberpunk Watership Down idea, remember?
That's where that came from.
At our first photo
shoot. Erica, shut up. Oh. That's going to pop up somewhere else sooner than you think.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I forgot that's where that started.
I actually know that Brennan and Abrea are known as, you know, the GMs in the space, and I am terrified and deeply thrilled to be able to guide a story for my friends. Mm-hmm. I never think of myself as a writer. I you know, by day I am an actor, and that usually precludes doing any sort of thinking for myself. So the idea of getting to build a whole world out and guiding these absolute monsters of storytelling through it. I know you'll all make it so easy.
Erica, I love you. I couldn't be more excited, but you have never been wronger about making it easy. I promise to take the sun of the chaos that you have given me across our years of storytelling, mm-hmm. focus it through the lens of your game that you're running, and burn you apart with all of your energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all spirit. I want. Yeah.
That's the spirit.
Fear me at your table.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I'm going to write an AO3, little AO3 for me about that.
You
later.
Could absolutely share that with me. I would like that very much, actually. Do the voice. Say that again in the voice.
I'm going to write a spicy little lemon on AO3.
You're going to write a spicy lemon?
Yeah, yes. That made perfect sense. If you know, you know. Brennan, yeah. Get on, go.
Brennan, I'm right there with you. That made no sense to me.
Everybody who hears this podcast, you need to explain to Brennan yeah. what Lennon is.
Yeah, tag him on
perhaps.
Twitter.
What? Yeah. No, don't tell me anything. I'm not on it. I'm not on it.
Okay, what's the next thing? What's the next thing we need to cover? That was beautiful.
The next thing we need to cover, oh God, use your brain. Get it. Go deep into your mind and retrieve it. Here it is. The very next thing is, we've been shooting the shit here and having a little bit of a hootenanny together, and it's been fun and fancy free, but check out this. The shenanigans have been afoot in our little talk back here, but the podcast that you hear following in the weeks leading up to the release of episode one, and including episode one itself, are going to be a fully sound designed, beautifully scored, polished, edited, and produced wonder that we will be so excited and proud to wrap up in a tidy bow, kiss, and ship on down the podcast assembly tube, which is, I assume, how podcasts are delivered, directly to your loving ears. We are so excited to deliver this to all of you. And I have heard some of the initial edits from our dear friend Taylor at Fortunate Horse. And Maron, this podcast is a symphony of sound, which is great because that's what symphonies are made of. And it is a feast for the ears, and that's not where you eat. That's a different hole for that. So,
says you, you coward.
So, I think that there's a lot to be excited for in terms of the production value. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we all really wanted to tell a story together, and we wanted to spend wonderful years of our lives treasuring each other and telling it together. And it's such an added cherry on top to be able to share that joy with all of you. So thank you so much for listening to this.
And if that wasn't where we cut it off, calls to action. Thank you all so much for listening. Please subscribe, rate our podcast wherever you're listening to it. If you want to talk, social media is great. We're on all socials. I guess use hashtag worlds beyond number and we'll see it because we're nasty little gremlins. And if you have it in you, you can support us on Patreon and get so much delightful bonus content that we're excitedly brewing up.
Bone cone.
Oh, are we telling him we're calling it bone cone?
Bone cone.
Now you've been cursed with what we call it. Good luck. Say goodbye, Lou.
Hey, Brennan.
What?
Fuck you, you fucking asshole. Go back to New York. Fucking shit.